With Montana News, I'm Austin Amostoy. Advocates for the Montana film industry say the state has seen an uptick in productions since it began awarding tax credits. MTPR's John Hooks reports the industry is encouraging the legislature to expand the amounts of credits on offer in the next lawmaking session.
Film production has grown in Montana since the passage of the Media Act in 2019. That's according to a report presented to lawmakers this week by the Montana Film Office. Those productions have spent more than $300 million in the state since 2022, with a third of that being paid as wages to Montana workers. Filmmaking is also driving tourists to the state. Gina Lavery, an economic consultant working for the film office, said nearly one in five visitors last year were inspired to come by Montana-made film productions, mainly the popular Yellowstone TV franchise.
We can say that around 18% of tourists that came to the state were influenced to come to the state because of film production in some way.
Silverbow County saw the highest influx of industry money thanks to the production of Yellowstone series 1923 in Butte. However, that production has since moved to Texas. Linwood Fields, president of the Montana Media Coalition, told lawmakers the move was due to the state's cap on the tax credit.
I know that it would have been much easier for them to stay in Butte to finish that part, and it very much is a result of our tax incentives because we are completely out, so there's no guarantee for them.
The Media Act provides $12 million a year in tax credits for Montana productions. All credits are claimed through 2027, and the program is set to expire in 2029 if not extended by the legislature. A proposal to expand the tax credit narrowly failed to pass last legislative session. Fields urged lawmakers to extend the program and increase the amount of tax credits Montana offers to stay competitive with other western states. In Butte, I'm John Hooks.
I'm Austin Amostoy, and you're listening to Montana Public Radio.